makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Friday, October 10th. The Texans held their last practice before taking on the Miami Dolphins. Coach Gary Kubiak was encouraged by what he saw from his backfield today. Rookie Steve Slayton and Pro Bowler Amon Green have the makings of a potent 1-2 punch. But before we get to that, the Texans are helping the victims of Hurricane Ike through the Texans Helping Texans campaign, which the team launched in hopes of raising $2 million for relief, recovery, and rebuilding efforts around the Houston area. Visit HoustonTexans.com for more information.
I-72!
Kubiak will get his second straight game with rookie Steve Slayton and Amon Green working together in the backfield. This week in practice, the coach was encouraged by what he saw from the two.
Well, we'll see, you know, but it's a dang good defensive football team. We'll still rotate like we did. Steve's going, and he's feeling good, and he's performing the way he's been performing, and he's going to be out there, you know, the majority of the time. But as long as Amon keeps coming, I mean, that's a nice changeup.
Last week, Slayton ran for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. Green came off the bench to chip in 47 yards on 12 carries. Each back gives the defense a different look and keeps the offense fresh. And that's something the Texans have been missing.
No, I think we're the same team, you know. They both have their strengths, but we're able to do the same things because Steve has held up so well in pass pro.
And since it's Friday, I went to Sports Radio 610 to preview the Texans-Dolphins game. Here's a snippet of the show with Mark Vandermeer.
The Miami Dolphins are playing inspired football right now.
They really are, and of course they're getting so much attention because of the single-wing wildcat formation that they run. But I tell you, Ronnie Brown has been the key to that offense. He's running the ball so well, especially in their last two games, and they had wins over New England and then San Diego. I mean, those are two of the best teams in the AFC last year. So Miami is no joke, and you know, the thing that makes them so hard is that they have actually a really good run defense that's been underestimated. They're seventh in the league right now against the run. They're allowing only around 83 yards per game. And so not only have they gotten better defensively, then they have this running game, too, that keeps their offense on the field for so long. So it's just they have both sides of the ball, they've improved so much, and they've really gotten a totally different scheme that makes teams are having to prepare completely differently for them.
Yeah, you can't look at last year's tape of this game. And speaking of last year's game, even though the Dolphins had a horrible season, this was no gimme game for the Texans last year. They were tied late. Matt Schaub had to drive them into field goal range, and it was field goal range for only one person maybe in the entire league, Chris Brown, who hit a 57-yard personal best distance field goal to win the game. 3 field goals of 54 yards or more. So it took all they had to win this game last year. That was with a bad Dolphins team. Now here they come, Miami, with all this momentum, and the Texans with the heartbreak of last week. What do you think of the way they might respond?
No, I think you're going to see also a different Texans team. Like I was talking about earlier, they are so fired up right now. And, I think there was a disappointment, obviously. They worked through that, and now they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder because they want to prove that they are so much better than an 0-4 team.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.